The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis and
Robin. Welcome to our nut house. It's been a crazy morning.
It has.
We were sitting here goofing. Never mind. You were no freaking fun.
This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where husband and wife talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and firearms, crabbing, regulations, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about for the first hour. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about another subject. But how many of you know what that subject is? How many of you know what we are thinking about talking about this hour? Well, if you are a member of Facebook or visit Facebook, you would know. Am I right, Robin? Because we put our little post together. We put our little post together on Facebook, usually sometime early in the day, midday Friday, and let people know what the topic is going to be the next day. So, with everything that happened this week, what do you think we should talk about? Any ideas there, Chris?
Well, I can tell you that Tennessee changed their gun laws.
Yes, they did. A number of states actually changed their gun laws. So, you know, if you just take a gander at the National Rifle Association, Institute for Legislative Action, that's NRA-ILA.org, you will see a lot of stuff about firearms, a lot of state changes in their firearms laws, and a lot of those southern states are loosening their laws. On the federal level, however, the president has urged the House of Representatives to pass legislation to cancel your right to obtain a firearm, and took further action by caveat or executive order to even further restrict your ability to legally purchase a firearm. However, not one step was taken to prevent criminals from illegally buying, selling, obtaining, stealing firearms anywhere around. Everything is directed at you and I as citizens of the United States who are covered by our inalienable rights in the Constitution of the United States, the Second Amendment. And what did our president say? Robin, what did our president say about the Second Amendment? Chris, do you...
The Second Amendment didn't give everybody the right.
No, that's not exactly what he said.
Okay, then don't ask me.
Well, I thought you might have noticed. Let's see. Here's what he said. Here's the quote. As soon as I find it. Biden on the Second Amendment. No amendment is absolute. No amendment to the Constitution of the United States is absolute. Chris, for a man who's obtained the office risen to the office of presidency in the United States, do you think that he would make that statement being of sound mind?
No. He's being handled by a shadow government being run, in my opinion, by 44? President 44?
Well, I think that 44's, agenda was destroyed by 45.
Mm-hmm.
And 44 is raining down.
Yes.
With 46 as his hand puppet.
Exactly. Because, let me throw this out there. You name one president after they left office that purchased a house in D.C.
Yes,
there's only one that did. And that was number 44.
44, yes. And all the leftover retreads from 44's administration now have a part in 46's administration.
And yet that, and also they're being driven by the newbies on the block, AOC, Presley, Tlaib, and I can't remember the other one's name.
Well, what's even scarier is a fellow by the name of David Chipman. Ever hear that name?
Probably in passing I did, but right off the top of my head I can't really
remember. Let me read this opening paragraph. During a press conference, again, NRAILA, on Thursday, President Biden announced that he would once again be targeting law-abiding gun owners by ordering ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, to develop two new restrictive regulations, aiming to accessorize the Department of Justice anti-gun leadership team. Biden announced his nomination of gun control lobbyist David Chipman for director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It's hard to imagine choosing a nominee who is more hostile to the rights of American gun owners than Chipman. He is a gun control extremist. Extremist. I want to tell you folks something. When you start seeing laws that are broadly written, and we've been telling you this for 10 years, when you see a law that says semi-automatic firearm, you need to think about this. They're just going after assault rifles. Well, they're going after modern sporting rifles, which happen to fire a bullet with each pull of the trigger. These are not firearms that are machine guns. These are not firearms that most Americans own. These are, well, let me rephrase that. These are firearms that if someone wants to purchase a modern sporting rifle, they will purchase one that is a semi-automatic firearm that fires one bullet per one trigger pull. Now, the laws are so broadly written, in some cases, that includes your Ruger Ranch rifle, your Browning BAR, your 10/22, your 1100, your 1187, your A5, your Maxis, your Browning Gold, your Benelli, your Beretta, your Winchester. Are you following along? They are coming inch by inch, step by step, for your firearm. And if it happens to be of the semi-automatic or auto-loader variety, which means when you pull the trigger, the recoil spring or the gas then expands, and as it expels from the barrel, loads another cartridge in the chamber, whether it's a rifle or a shotgun, some automatic firearm. They're coming after you, folks. They're not coming after the criminal who buys guns on the black market, who steals firearms, who buys guns purchased, you know, who purchases a gun that's been obtained illegally. Coming after you and me, and our president is leading the charge.
And this is exactly how Hitler took over various countries. You go in, disarm the public, they're helpless.
Agreed. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City and see what Bruce has to say. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. I hear with you. I agree 100%. And six executive orders. Forget about going to the legislature. And what else does he say? Something about the Second Amendment is an absolute, or some other word. I'm paraphrasing there.
I just said it to you.
Well, anyway. Oh, well, impeach 46. That would be nice. It's up to the midterms.
Not going
to
happen. But if the midterms turn out, favorably for people who are conservative and gun owners, well, we might have a shot. We might have a shot. No amendment is absolute, is what he said.
All right. I agree. I always say, be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
Okay, buddy.
The worst has already happened. Impeach 46.
All right, Bruce. Thanks, man.
See you.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. If you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. Robin, you're being very quiet.
This is your...
End of the piano?
Yep. My piano's being very quiet while you're going off.
Well, I'm playing. I'm not going off.
You're informing.
I'm very calmly informing people.
Excuse me.
What is ahead of them? Okay. Now, all this applies unless you are the son of the President of the United States, or then ex-Vice President of the United States. Have you read the story of Hunter Biden's gun?
I've read a lot about Hunter Biden, but...
Have you heard about Hunter Biden's gun, Chris?
If I remember correctly, I think it was his wife or his girlfriend found it, took it, went to, I think, a drugstore parking lot in Wilmington, tossed it. He came back, couldn't find his gun, asked his wife or his girlfriend about it. She told him what she did, went to the trash can to go retrieve it, and between the time that she threw it away and they went back to get it, it was gone.
Yes, that's in essence the story. Hunter Biden purchased a firearm. Hunter Biden was dishonorably discharged from the military for cocaine use. He was a enthusiastic, illegal drug user. Enthusiastic. On the 4473 form that I fill out, you fill out when you purchase a firearm, it says, are you a user of narcotics? So forth. He answered no to that question.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How many people are going to be honest who want a gun? They're going to answer yes.
Well, criminals don't. Okay?
Well, people who are honest and aren't criminals aren't going to say yes.
Do you understand? Well, let me finish the story. Do you understand that 4473 gets called into the Federal Bureau of Investigation for an instant background check? It's called a National Instant Check System. So that the gun dealer, has the firearm. He calls the NICS number. They do a background check on the person using their address and whatever their system is, whatever their algorithm is. They check his Social Security number. They check his address. And apparently he got a proceed. So he has this gun. He tosses it under the floor of under the front of his truck. Chris, it wasn't necessarily his wife or his girlfriend. He was dating at the time the widow of his brother, Bo. That's who found the gun. She didn't like it. She wrapped it in some paper, tossed it in the dumpster. Now, here's the other thing. That dumpster is 750 feet from a school zone. Delaware says 1,000 feet, no firearms. 1,000 feet from the school zone. So he's within the purview of a school zone. She's within the purview of a school zone, tosses this firearm. I mean, it's a new handgun. I don't know what it was exactly. Into the dumpster. Of course, she gets up with Hunter. They talk about it. He told her to go get the gun. She goes back. By this time, the trash hadn't been emptied, but a dumpster diver had found the gun. Police found the dumpster diver, retrieved the gun, went to the dealer who sold the gun. But it wasn't the state police, it was the Secret Service. The Secret Service asked for the paperwork for Hunter Biden's gun. The shop owner wisely said, no. You're not BATF, you're Secret Service. I'm not giving you the paperwork. He feared that the Secret Service was going to make that transaction go away. These are actions of a law-abiding citizen, Chris. These are actions of the son of the currently reigning president of the United States.
Hunter is not a law-abiding citizen.
Well, we know that. We understand that.
The fact that he is the president's son, you know, where every single thing you do, when you sneeze, it's caught on camera and it's reported.
The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, is what I'm saying.
No, definitely does not fall far from the tree.
That's all I'm saying. Well,
okay, can you answer my question now?
What's your question?
You kind of poo-pooed me.
No, I didn't poo-poo you.
Yeah, you did. But sorry, because you want to finish your thing, and that's the reason I shut up. But answer my question.
What's the question?
How many people, law-abiding or not, okay, are going to answer that question, yes, I use illegal drugs?
Well, probably not many.
None.
Okay.
Unless you're on it at the time.
Okay.
But let's be honest.
Well, let me be honest. The dealer has the right to refuse to sell a firearm to anybody he chooses for any reason. So if you go in there tweaking and your eyes are, your pupils are dilated and you're shaking, okay, and you put down no, the dealer's going to look at you and they're going to say, well, I'm sorry, sir, or drunk. The dealer, any legitimate...
They're not the dangerous ones.
Well, who aren't the dangerous ones?
The tweakers and the ones that you know are using the drugs and you can turn down.
Oh, I know.
Ones that are dangerous are the ones that's hiding it and getting the drugs.
Let me tell you who the dangerous ones are. The straw purchasers. I agree with you. That's one aspect. But the dangerous ones, and I've dealt with this personally, sold a firearm to a woman. I did, personally. Sold a firearm, handgun, 9mm, to a woman. The woman was clean as a whistle. She passed a background check. Okay? Handed the firearm over to her. Boyfriend comes in with her. She's pointing the gun at me, okay, when she's handling it. I turned it away from me, my chest twice. I pushed it away. I said, please don't point that at me. Okay? She didn't know a thing about a handgun. And you didn't have to have an HQL then. Okay? So she purchases the gun, waits a 10-day period, collects a shell casing, everything. I get a subpoena to appear in Baltimore County Court. Boyfriend was arrested. Okay? I walk in the courtroom. First thing they do, there's the boyfriend with his drug dealer buddy sitting in the courtroom. And the first thing they ask me is my name and address. I don't know what happened. I just simply said I sold the firearm, and that was the end of my testimony. But that's the dangerous ones, the ones that find somebody to do a straw purchase for them. I was asked to do that one time, and I refused.
Look, I don't want anybody to get me wrong, okay? I believe people have the right to purchase and own arms, or own firearms,
yep.
Okay? I'm totally for it. I'm just saying that a lot of the things that we have in place to supposedly stop things happening are ineffective.
So do you believe that you should have to pass a drug test before you attempt to purchase a firearm?
I'd have to think about it. I haven't spent enough time to think about it to make it honest.
Okay. But, I mean, what do you think has to happen? Do you think the
I have to take a drug test. When I was working in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
I was under random drug testing to be allowed to work on patients and to be employed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's because I could cause harm.
Sure.
I'm not saying I really have to think about that because I don't know if I'm completely against somebody being drug tested to buy a firearm.
What I'm saying to you is, though, There are safeguards in place. If the people who do the background check don't pick up an arrest record or a misdemeanor, something like that, you know, for possession or arrest or whatever it might be, if they don't pick that up on the background check, shame on them.
You know, listen, the ones that are dangerous are the ones that are using it. Nobody knows. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens all the time.
I understand.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But how do you prevent it?
I don't think you can. I don't. Unless you do drug testing, I don't think you can.
Even then,
if they're, you know, is it really going to be worth it? But I don't know. I guess because I was in that situation to do something that could cause harm to someone, I'm not totally against people being drug tested to do it. And I know people are going to have a big problem with that, okay? But I'm not totally against it. I just have to think about it to make an intelligent decision.
Okay.
Okay?
Because
off my cuff, I'm not opposed to it. Okay? Because I don't want somebody... Look, let's be totally honest. I'm not against medical marijuana, okay? We all know that, okay? I'm fine with medical marijuana. I have a problem with people taking a chance and driving with medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, there's certain things that you should do and not do when you're under the influence of certain things, and it's just sometimes can be very uncomfortable or worrisome.
Got it.
Got so, it.
Yeah.
But I don't think asking somebody a question on a form is effective to really know if they're on drugs or not.
That's the first level. Actually, that's the second checkpoint. The first checkpoint is the dealer looking at that person and making a determination whether he believes that person should possess a firearm or not. Like I said, you can turn anybody down for any reason.
So why should we be subjective? Should it be an objective decision and not a subjective by a drug test?
The dealer is the first line of defense. The form is the second line of defense. Okay. If a person lies on the form, then it's up to the National Instant Check System, who's doing an extensive background check on that person to cause that sale to be stopped.
But there are people who... Never mind. See, you're getting frustrated with me.
Well, I am, because we can debate this point all day, and we've got to move
But not on. Every person that uses drugs or drinks too much or does anything has a DWI.
That's true. So, apparently, there are people who get through the system. Is it a lot? I don't know. I happen to know a lot of gun dealers. I happen to think that many of them are the first line of defense and will turn somebody down that they suspect, you know, is a user or, you know, that type of thing. But that's my personal opinion.
The bottom line... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Chris.
The bottom line is, not only with guns, but, you know, if you've been convicted of DUI... If you want to do something and you know you don't qualify to do it or to get it, you will find a way. If you want it bad enough, you will find a way to circumvent
that
safeguard
exactly
to get what
true.
You want.
Yeah.
They just won't go to licensed dealers, you know?
Exactly. So is the person who steals the loaf of bread because he's hungry, does stealing the loaf of bread make him a thief?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He's a thief in his heart, or he wouldn't have taken the bread.
Huh? I said he's a thief.
No. I said the act of stealing the loaf of bread make that person a thief.
It all depends on how you look at it. From a personal perspective, no, he's not, because he's hungry. But from a law perspective, like if you were a store owner, yes, he did steal. Shoplifting.
I'm saying on a personal level, that person is already a thief in his heart. He's already decided to
commit that act.
To commit that illegal act.
Yes, I agree with you.
Committing the act doesn't make him a thief. He's a thief before he commits the act.
Well, it's just like in 76, I think, when President Carter was president. That he had lust in his heart, and a particular segment of society just went crazy because he did it in his heart. They looked at him as being an adulterer.
Mm-hmm.
It's back when society was more. Never mind. If I get into that, I'll never get out of it.
Jimmy Carter. We got to take a break.
Okay, not only that,
and Mark's on the line.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Rob.
I don't remember now.
Finish your thought.
I tell you one thing I wouldn't want to be.
What?
A drug dealer who's got to be the first line of defense. You know why?
Why?
Number one, I'd be scared to death to turn a tweaker down. I can tell you, working at the hospital, having to turn a doctor in that was drunk on the job and you knew he was drunk was still really hard to do. You know? Because it goes against your grain to tattle on somebody or something. For a drug dealer to be put...
Drug dealer.
A gun dealer to be put in that situation where if he can say, you look uncomfortable to me, I'm not going to sell to you, is really kind of a dangerous situation.
But it's either turn that guy down or lose your license.
I know. Oh, if we didn't look, that was a moral turpitude thing. If we didn't turn somebody in, we knew who was someone who was impaired and practicing. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I don't usually get into... That's the reason I don't get into conversations about this.
Why?
Stuff,
it adds to the discussion. It really does. So, Mark, we're sorry. We'll come to you right after the break, but we've got to do this. I'm up against a hard break.
Huh?
Clyde Sports Shop. That's where you want to go if you're going fishing. They've got live bait. They've got minnows. You know, they've got the minnow buckets. They've got the, you know, ice to keep your bait fresh. So just, you know, if you got all your equipment and you don't need anything except bait, go to Clyde Sport Shop. But if you do need something, if you need a new fishing lure or you need a new rod or a new reel or you want to get the kids outfitted to go fishing or you want to try something new or, you know, you opened your jar of trout bait from 4 years ago and it's all clunky. Well, Clyde's is where you can go to get all that stuff for fishing. If you need some open-top crab traps, if you need some crab nets, crab seasoning, or any of that, Clyde's Sport Shop is where you go to get that stuff. If you need a trot line, you can go to Clyde's. So, Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, not only has live bait and minnows and fishing tackle, they also have fishing licenses, rod repairs, and all kinds of terminal tackle for any type of fishing and everything you need for crabbing. And they also have guns. They are your full-line Browning dealer. So, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. You put it off long enough, and spring is here, and the weather's getting nice, and it's really getting warm out there, and you can wear your short sleeves, and spring is sprung and all that stuff, so it's time to get out in your backyard, get the grass mowed, and have some fun times with your family and friends. Throw a little crab feast or family reunion or, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, on the Traeger grill. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture is on display in huge amounts, large amounts, giant amounts. Tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that everybody wants for their deck, they're there as well. And they're water, you know, they're waterproof. You just leave them out and rain, it doesn't hurt. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles of the store and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. These are great. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. The fire ring selection is spectacular. The fire pit selection is immense. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Storm chances going up tonight, and it looks like scattered thunderstorms possible throughout this weekend. Cold front coming in this weekend. We're on the warm side of the front, and then the front clears us for Monday. Our temperatures today at 73 with afternoon storms possible, low tonight 60. And then widely scattered storms Sunday, high 77, low 56. Monday, partly cloudy and clearing. High temps in the mid-70s, lows in the upper 40s Monday night. And then low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Oh, that was the jingle. I wasn't paying attention. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing
Hi,
well.
Mark. We're a little slow on the draw today.
Are you? Yeah. Are you?
Not at all. It's a very well-reasoned and informed discussion you were having.
Thank you.
Which part? What I said or what she said? I know.
Well, I know, but it feels good to know somebody thought I was reasonable. And because I can tell you, the other person on the other side of the couch, I don't know if he thinks I am right now. On the couch.
Anyway.
See?
Society works because people control themselves. You don't have policemen in every house. People do the right thing because they know it to be the right thing.
Well said.
Very well said.
And there's a lot of nuance in the most literal sense. And I take no pleasure in saying this. Biden is right. There are no absolute amendments. Even free speech, you still can't yell fire in the shouted in a crowded theater. You can't yell. Yeah, you can't. The broader problem for me is not all the nuances. The broader problem is trust. If I had complete faith in the integrity and decency of government, I would trust them to do the right thing.
unfortunately,
in this
day and age, we do not have that.
Absolutely not.
I had a long discussion yesterday. I had a long discussion with my sister yesterday about the lack of trust in our government and our society right now has just torn us apart, and that's how you lose. That's how you lose country. That's how you lose. I can't think
your
of the
sovereignty.
Word. Yeah, I mean, it's sad. It is.
But the reality is, in the last year, I can't speak for others. I'll speak for myself. I have lost so much faith in the institutions of society.
You and I both,
because
brother.
Of their dishonesty, their abuse, the government will never reclaim the trust that I once had for them. And you, which one? Federal, state, local?
I agree.
You can't trust the post office to deliver your mail. there is this slow erosion of faith. And that's why compliance comes from within.
Right. And whoever said, I love my country and I fear my government, that's a tremendous quote to me. I think it's just spot on.
Well, I can read a very brief quote from a great writer. And first I would look after myself and do my work. Then I would care for my family. Then I would help my neighbor. But the state I care nothing for. All the state has ever meant to me is unjust taxation. I believe in the absolute minimum of government. Ernest Hemingway.
Yes.
Never thought of him as a political figure.
Nope, you never did. But that's a great quote.
Yeah, it is.
Very great quote.
And that's the problem with any regulation, is are they doing this for the right reason, or are they just a bunch of self-aggrandizing parasites who like to boss other people around?
Well, I think you've insulted self-aggrandizing parasites with that.
Comparing them to... You're right. You're right.
So
that's where we find ourselves.
Yes, we do. Well spoken.
Yep, I agree.
What do we do about it? We obviously can't have an election with any integrity.
None at all.
So where do we go from here?
It degrades respect for government when you don't trust that you can have a fair election.
Mm-hmm. Further swirling down the toilet as we, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know where we're going to go from here. My sincere hope is it's not violence.
Mark, that's very insightful, very informative, what you just said. We appreciate it.
Have a good week.
You do the same.
Mark, you too.
You do the same.
I respect what you say a lot.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another John from Delaware. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, John.
Good morning. Alan, I'm 100% pro-gun, but I kind of agree with Robin a little bit. So, in today's society, if a gun owner is the first line of defense, what stops these snowflakes from running into court saying they discriminated against me by my looks and everything else? And when that happens, the gun owner is put behind the eight ball and just gives the Dems another way to shut them down.
You're talking about the gun shop owner being...
Yes.
I was talking about the gun shop owner being the first.
Yes, what he said, yes.
Yeah, not, yeah, I got it. So,
I mean, if they're the first line of defense, I get that. I totally understand that. But if they deny an individual to buy a gun, with today's society, everything being about race, what stops anybody from going in and filing a lawsuit against these gun shop owners saying, well, he discriminated against me because of the way I look?
Well, it's clearly stated in most shops or at least clearly understood that they do have the right to deny the purchase of a firearm to anybody, and I think that would stand up in court. I really do. I don't think there would be any issue. They could do the lawsuit, but I would suspect that any lawyer that would be trying to take that case, is a fool.
Right. Well, I agree too, but with what's going on today, you never know how that's going to.
Well, you go to court and take your chances. I understand that. So.
And then it costs the gun owner, the shop owner, money to defend itself. You know, there's gotta be a way that these guys can protect themselves because at some point,
yeah,
they're gonna be running to court.
Yes, indeed. I understand. People sue over the craziest stuff. There's no question. So.
And that's all I had to say. I was just, I was listening, and Robin was saying about the, y'all were talking about the drug testing and all that.
Yeah.
Look, we got to be drug tested to go to work every day.
I hear you.
I get it. But, I mean, it's crazy.
Unfortunately, it is. And, the only thing we can do is stand up and vote and, just basically do what I do. You just tell the truth to people. Speak the truth. And, hopefully they'll come along. If they can't see it, well, then they're going to suffer the consequences, unfortunately. So.
Then we're all in trouble.
Indeed. All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You
thank
too.
You, John.
Thanks, John. How about that? Well, I'm glad this conversation was at least lively and we went where it went.
I was worried we wouldn't be lively today.
Why?
Because we got vaccinated. Oh, I'm going to tell everybody. We got vaccinated yesterday.
Oh, we got vaccinated yesterday.
It's everybody's choice. It's your personal choice. We made ours, but we respect everybody's choice.
I will tell you, I was not going to get it.
I know you weren't.
And I told people, a lot of people, that I didn't think I was going to get it. But a long conversation with my doctor, who I trust. And I decided that for the good of society and our family, that I should probably get the vaccination.
Yeah. Well, you're a diabetic. Everybody knows that. We've talked about it.
Yep.
I have major kidney issues that I have to be very careful with. So, you did it out of respect for me and for your own health, and after talking
for our grandkids and our grandparents, So.
And their grandparents.
Well, they're yeah.
My parents.
Your parents, right?
And not only that, you did it by making an informed decision by talking to your doctor.
Indeed.
There you go. Next break.
We had a fireplace, and we're looking at it right now in our back room. That was basically a hole that went out through the wall of the house and up the air came off the floor and up the chimney. It just sucked that heat out of the house and served no purpose. We never used it. We never fired it up. We never put any wood in it. So that, my question is, how many of you out there have one of those and like that fireplace? Well, we did, but we took care of that lack of attention to the fireplace, and now it's a focal point in the room. We did that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. You need to go into the other side of the shop, away from the showroom. That's Hearth America. That's where the barbecue grills are. That's where the fireplaces are. That's where the heat side of, that's where the Hearth America side is of Backyard Billy's. I will tell you, Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience with the remote control. Turn the temperature up and down, turn the fire on and off, turn the height of the fire on, turn
truth.
The blower on, turn the light on. Okay. It's the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. And now's the perfect time for the upcoming cold weather to own and install a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather that's coming around the bend in a few months. Be ready now. You'll be ready. You'll be armed and ready. BackyardBillies.com is a website. The Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, we're going to be at Bay Country Crabbing Supply on the 24th. Next week's the 17th. The following week will be remote. And that is Bay Country Crabbing Supplies in Edgewater. They invite you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side. It's near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department, complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, live bait for fishing and crabbing, stackable traps, ice, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and we'll be there live from 5 to 7, because they open at 5. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a hunt. Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar. Then Miss Mousy let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousy let him in, Then Miss Mousy let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, He took Miss Mousy right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousy, would you marry me, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousy says, I
don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask Uncle Rat,
All right.
I love it.
We are wasting time. No callers on the line, right?
We are not wasting time. We are enjoying life.
Well, we're enjoying life. We like to enjoy life, that's true. But if there's a caller on the line, we wouldn't want to play that whole thing. I learned Froggy went to court when I was a kid, like 10 years old. Had a little different lyrics to it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was the child's version.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
I remember that. I have to go back and remember. Don't worry. I'm getting really sleepy.
I can tell.
It's not your all's fault.
So, Chris,
it's fine.
Why did we have the TV on here in the background? Of course, it's muted, but why do the news readers in the studio don't have to wear a mask, but the reporter out in the street has to wear a mask outside? I think Chris left us. He might be answering the call. It's a rhetorical question. If you know the answer, it's not a question. All right.
Kay, I got a question for you.
What's the question?
Why are none of my messages going through on my phone to people?
I don't know.
And that's callers, too.
Did you send me one?
No, I've been trying to send some stuff to John.
I asked my doctor when the COVID-19 pandemic will be over. You know what she said? She said, I don't know. I'm a doctor, not a politician.
I like that one.
That's our buddy Joe.
I like that one.
Hey, coming up next, you really want to hear this story. There's a boat operates out of St. Jerome's Creek in Southern Maryland, Ridge, actually, famous fishing port in Maryland. And they've created a way for disabled fishermen, wounded veterans, and others with disabilities to go fishing. And we're going to hear all about it from our next guest coming up to 6 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. You're going to like it, and you're going to think about people in your life that may be able to use this service, because when we talk about the price, the cost, you'll be surprised. Let's put it that way. Robin, music's playing.
Uh-huh. Everybody, get out. Stay safe. Enjoy the weekend.